Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead right now and share the call with others. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Now, we are in a new series, and we're talking about how to win the race with the weight of life. How to win the race with the weight of life. There are some people that are losing sleep over challenges of life. There are some people who are being anxious to get to their next level in their life, in their business. And we have to never forget the Word of God and what the Word of God tells the people of God. And so we came from yesterday. If you haven't, you want to go into the book of Hebrews. That is our faith book. And we were in Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 2 on yesterday. And so on today, we have two scriptures. We got daddy and son on today. We're out of the book of Psalms. That is chapter 19, verse 14. And we're out of the book of Proverbs 18 and 21. David and Solomon is what we are going to be looking at. As we are saying, we want to focus on what we want to see. The weights of life. People tend not to want those, even though they sharpen us, they strengthen us, they build character, wisdom, all those things. But we know that it hurts. It's painful, the weights of life. And sometimes people can't make it through. There's so many people now dealing with so many things in life that are inevitable, whether we're dealing with spiritual challenges, mental challenges, financial challenges, family issues, the weights of life that are so common, yet each individual believes that they're uncommon to their life and not realizing that no matter what, we need endurance. No matter what, we have had so many people to go before us in the Bible, as well as in our families. And I need you to know that you can make it and you have to push through. And so we've got to go to God, because each and every day we say, look, he is our source, he's our rock, he's this and everything, but nobody really wants to really pay attention to God during their challenges. They want to complain to God, but they don't want to pay attention to what he says to move through. So we got to go and we got to ask the Holy Spirit to give us help. He is our helper. He is our comforter, but he is going to direct and correct you. But he wants to bring God's word into your remembrance. He wants to remind you of what you knew before you were formed in your mother's womb. It's already etched in our hearts, but we have to open up our hearts and our minds to the kingdom and shut the world out. Father God, we come before you. We thank you on this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we're so glad and we're joyous that we have another opportunity in the land of the living. On today, dear Lord, we're asking you to show us how to lay aside the weights, how to leave the burdens there with you, so we can pick and have the endurance to win this race called life. Father God, as we are pursuing to do great exploits in your name, we ask you, oh Father God, that you will teach us and direct us through your Holy Spirit how to please you, so that your hand can be on everything that we do. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that right now you are even hiding us from our enemies, oh dear Lord. We know that all of the weapons that are forming, dear Lord, but your words say they will not prosper. We're thanking you right now as we're canceling the assignment of the enemy over our lives, over our plans, oh dear Lord. We're thanking you right now that you are showing us how to make you the first in our life, how to seek you so that all the things that we desire will be added to us. We're opening up our minds and our hearts right now to your Holy Spirit. Let him take full reign here over Power Start Your Day. As your servant decrease, let him increase. We know that everything that you say is not what we want to hear, but it's though what we need to hear in order for us to go higher, not in our businesses, but higher in you. And then, therefore, we will get all the rewards that you've had for us. We're honoring you, oh dear Lord, that you are majestic, you are holy, there is no one above you. And as we are getting that down in our spirit, let our actions and our words follow suit. We thank you, oh Father God, as we bless your holy name and seal this prayer in the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen. So let's hop right into the word, because, you know, we know that the word of God is powerful, and because he made us in the likeness of his image, that the words of our people, of us, of you, me, are powerful. And so as we go into the word, and let's look at what David said, because remember, we know that we must have faith in order to please God, and we know that everything, anything we want is possible, but we have to have things in order. A lot of people are like trying to get things out of order of God, and then they're still expecting for God to bless them immensely, and it's difficult. We're tying God's hands because we have to follow his word and his law, because he can't go back on it. So what we got to talk about here in the book of Psalms, this is chapter 19, verse 14. Very, 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 very powerful. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. There are two things here that are going together. It says the words out of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. They need to be on one accord. What you say and what you think needs to be on one accord. The word of God even tells us that a double-minded man or woman is unstable in all their ways. God cannot bless the mess. We keep saying this, and we're not talking about that you are unworthy. We're saying that we have to do it God's way if we want what God has for us. Let's go to this next scripture here where we talk about King Solomon, because when we start talking about money and we start talking about wealth and we start talking about, you know, we want everything that's God's and the fullness thereof, the Daddy David and the son Solomon gave us some very clear clues. We say, look, Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will. Now, that was in the English Standard Version, but I want to go in to the New King James Version, and let's read it there. This is Proverbs 18 and 21. Proverbs 18 and 21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. What are you saying? In the prior scripture, it says, what are you saying and what are you thinking? What are you meditating on? What are you meditating on? And those who love it will eat its fruit. Saying that if your words are of death, you have to get the fruits of death. And if your words are of life, you're going to get the fruits of life. Which one do you want? Because, and you say, what do you mean? Why would you ask me that, Nicola? Which one do I want? Of course, I want big things. Of course, I want more health, money, quality relationships. Then, if that's what you want, which one are you speaking? We have to be very careful here because I have an affirmation for you guys on today, and I need you to get ready to write it down. And when we start coming in on the call and we begin to, after our brief lesson here, I want to hear, when you're coming in on the call, I need you to recite the affirmation right here before us, the witnesses. Before us, the witnesses. So we can really get this in the spirit, because what's happening is that in the public, we're saying we want success, but privately, we are killing our success with the words that are coming out of our mouth. We have to be programmed to operate in the kingdom way so we can get the kingdom riches. Now, I need you to hear me. I know in the world we see people doing it a way that seems contradictory to what we're sharing, and it looks like they're getting the fruits. How many people know that even if you get money and it comes with a ton of sorrow, that that is not the fruits of God? That's not the fruits of life, because he said that he's going to add the blessings with no sorrow to it. Now, I am telling you, they always used to say, like, more money, more problems, and all this kind of stuff. But it's about how you perceive it. Now, I need you to do these three things, because this is not what we do. You want to start getting clear on the focus on what you want. Not what you don't want, because we always talk about what we don't want. That's called complaining. We're all guilty of that at some point in time. And I am going to tell you, it seemed like the more you complain, the more you get what you're complaining about. That is because of the death and life that resides in the power of our tongue. So whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, you have to start speaking what you want over it, right? So you, number one, you need to get focused on what you want. It need to be clear, clear, clear. We've given you this before. We always have new callers. So, you know, you got to write it down so now you can visualize. You got to be able to see it. You got to be able to taste it. Like, even if you're saying, I want to be able to sit in the finest restaurant, and I don't want to say eat a great steak because I'm supposed to be off of them things right now. If you want to say you want to go to the greatest restaurant, you want to eat the most delectable lobster tail, and you want to taste like this, I need you to be able to see it, see the restaurant, see the white linen tablecloth, sit at the restaurant, see the waiter or waitress coming up. I need you to be able to taste how tender that lobster tail is, what have you. You need to be able to write it out. What outfit you got going on, how they greet you, all the stuff. Write it out, right? It sounds like, okay, you want me to daydream. Well, you live in a nightmare, so why not? And start focusing on what you want instead of what you don't want. And then now you need to say what you want to see. So you saw it, now you need to say it. And then you need to say it until you see it. So focus on what you want. Say what you want to see. And then you got to say it until you see it. Now, it's going to change your language. And it's probably going to have to change who you're talking to. It's going to change what you're talking about. And then it's going to change what you're experiencing. Now, will things still be happening around you? Yeah, but you are going to be such a magnet for positivity and abundance that it can't touch you. It'll be happening around you, but it's like it's this barrier. It is God who's hiding you from your enemies. It'll try to come at you, and then all of a sudden it bounces back as we begin to know how to pray to return those things to its sender. Those things that are designed to create harm, obstruction, confusion in your life where it's too heavy, where you can't do what you need to do. We have our affirmation here for today. And I'm talking about, no matter what it is, you probably got a few more weeks in your month, in your business. But this affirmation that we are gathering together, you probably should have like a little book where you're gathering the affirmations and the things that you need to say and how to power start your day. Hopefully that you're doing that, right? But I want you to repeat after me. I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance now. I'm going to say it again because I need you to give a call in. I need you to open up the lines, and we're going to say it. I need as many people to come in, and let's say this together because now we're about to have some supernatural things happening for us here in Power Start Your Day. I have the authority. Who gave it to you? Our Father. I have the authority to accumulate blessings. Accumulate, meaning it ain't just one time. You're not just a one-hit wonder. This is just who you are. I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance now. Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning. 678, last 48848. I need to hear your name and the city you're calling in from, but I need to hear you affirm with us now. Good morning. Okay, they came in, but good morning. Good morning. 718-4177. We're going to be moving fast because we need as many people to come in and less recite our affirmation. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Barbara in New York.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm amazing. I'm amazing.
Yes, you are. And I'm going to affirm I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance. And I believe it was in my life. You were going kind of fast. And
for supernatural abundance, you need to call it in authoritative manner. You're saying supernatural abundance now. Not later. Now.
Okay.
Let's do it again, Barbara. It's okay. Let's do it again.
You got it. I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance now.
Bam! That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. Next caller, good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's hear our affirmation on good morning, 318, last four, 9020. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Monica from Shreveport.
Hey, I thought about you the other day. I saw your face, Monica. I don't know what that was about with God. I got to go back. I saw your face. Good morning. Go ahead and share.
Good morning. Good morning. I affirm I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, the faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance right now. That's my
affirm. Right. Good morning. That is powerful. Good morning, 770, last four, 1623. Let's hear it. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning, everyone. This is Pam in Atlanta. I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance now.
Powerful. Good morning. Good morning. I can hear it in the spirit realm. It is about to be some powerful things going on. 706, last four, 9590. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Sacagawea. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I have the authority to accumulate blessings of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for a supernatural abundance now.
Powerful. Good morning. Good morning. 330, last 40757. We are in the power of agreement this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Karen in Akron, Ohio.
Hey, Karen.
Hi.
Hi, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance now.
Now, there we go. There we go. I love it. Good morning. 864, last 46709. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Kina.
Hey, Kina.
I have mine ready to go. I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance now.
Bam, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Good morning, 470, last 4667. I need some people to get this down in their spirit right now because the weights are being lifted so you can go out and do big things. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Beth calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And I declare that I have the authority. Good morning. And I declare that I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance in my life now.
Damn, good morning, good morning. 407, last 42156. Participation, good morning. Powerful.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson. This is Miranda from Orlando, Florida. How are you?
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. The devil is trying, but I declare I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance in my life right now.
All right. I have the, say that one more time.
I have
say that one more time.
Mm-hmm. I have the expectation, faith,
mm-hmm.
and confidence for supernatural abundance in my life now.
I need you to say that from the beginning, baby, because we're going to get to this warfare because he's trying to trip you up right now. I need to hear it from the beginning with you right now.
The devil tried. I swear, this call was meant for me
today.
Not
talking about the devil. We're talking about God. He has already defeated him. Let's talk about what we are doing right now here on this call. The devil ain't got no place here. The Holy Spirit is taking full authority. So let's talk about, I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance now. Let's say it again.
I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance now.
Bam, that's what I'm talking about. Put that devil in his face, boo. He is under your feet. Good morning, last 4770, last 47989. He ain't got no power here. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. This is Sonya Miles Rasko out of Atlanta, Georgia. I am so blessed to be here. I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. Thank you, Jesus. I have expectations, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance now.
Damn, that's what I am talking about right here. Let's pick up our word. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. 330, last 43911. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Mary Gary Stevens from Akron, Ohio. I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectations, the faith, and the confidence for supernatural abundance now. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, good morning, good morning. This line's so lit. 760, last 41975. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. This is Sherelle from California, Victorville, California.
All right, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, confidence for supernatural abundance now.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it. I love it. We're using some force. Good morning, 706, last 43970. Some people already done got tired of hearing it, but they not seeing it in their life. They are lacking manifestation. They're on this call every day, and the bank accounts are still empty. You want to stick with us because it says we have to have endurance. Good morning. Let's hear it. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Felicia Browner from Athens, Georgia. And I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance right now.
That's what I'm talking about. Woo! How can we get to everybody today? Good morning, last 45477. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Chanel Johnson and Marietta. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing incredible. I affirm I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance now.
That's what I'm talking about. I need to see how many times you going to say that today, family. 404, last 45117. You got to say it until you see it. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Kathy Washington in Atlanta. How are
Good
you?
Good morning. I'm amazing.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I decree and declare I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectations, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance right now.
That's what I'm talking about. Good morning, good morning, 727, last 47797. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. How you doing today?
I'm amazing. I'm amazing. We got a king on the line. I'm telling you, the queens are all in it to win it. I am grateful
ma'am.
To hear a king on the line. Let's hear this because we got to declare and decree these things over our households, over our children, and we need
Ooh.
To hear those kings. Let's hear it.
That
Good morning.
Good morning. I declare and decree I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectations, the faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance, not now, but right now.
Right now. That's what I'm talking about. Good morning. Good morning. 248, last 435, 49. We are declaring and decreeing over all of the households on this line on today. Let's hear it.
Good morning, Nicola.
Hey, good morning.
This is Carrie from Detroit, Michigan. Glad to hear
hey,
you this morning.
I'm amazing.
I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance right now.
That's what I'm talking about. Whoever said you can't have it all, they ain't telling the truth. That's not what the words say. 704, last 45393, last caller for this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Ellen Campbell from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Good morning.
I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have expectation, faith, confidence, and supernatural abundance right now.
Call it. Call it the way you want to see it. Family, let's change our language. It'll change your atmosphere. Things around you can appear to be crumbling, but what the enemy meant for your evil will turn around and become for your good. It is already written. Everything you need, you already have. You want to learn how you can win the race with the weight of life? Watch your mouth about that. Y'all have a productive day.